Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes.
Here we go.
Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name's Don Emerson. You're not either. I know that for a fact. Well, unless you're listening. Then you may be Emerson.
Yeah.
But welcome to School Talk. Our main line here is 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. And our email is schooltalk1@yahoo.com. And of course, we have our producer. Is that Emerson out there?
No.
Okay. I saw you waving Cole in the corner. Cole Bartek, or as we like to call him, Cole Baratek. We haven't said that in a while. Cole Bartek in the corner. And Michaela's behind the board. Michaela Kelly, yay. Push that button, Michaela. Well, that button. There you go. See, we just had to make sure you were ready. So, you know, we got certain cues here on the program that you have to just know. Yeah. So we say, push that button. That's that button. Anyway, but since you did already hit the other one, why don't we get that thing in?
Okay.
It's called, I don't know, what's it called? I
think WBDG.
My word. Okay.
Okay.
We got the big board.
On the big board tonight, we had the Center Grove at Ben Davis. Coverage starts at 6. Kickoff is at 7, so don't forget to go out there.
And it's not going to rain.
It's not going to rain.
No.
Okay, and
don't watch the forecast and stop doing that, Cole.
And don't forget, if you're sitting in purple rain tonight, the theme is pink out. So wear as much pink as you can. Don't forget your pink and bandanas. Also,
sorry, you can buy those.
Yeah, for $3.
Yep.
$3. I already got mine at the very beginning of the week. So also, tomorrow, Saturday the 10th, we have the Out of the Darkness Suicide Walk for Prevention. We have, that starts from 2 to 5 downtown Indy at the White River State Park. We will be down there set up. We will be on air talking to people and giving interviews. Yep. Come check it out. It should be great. And then next, I think that's Wednesday, Indy Westside College Fair is the 14th from 6:30 to 8 in the MPA.
And that's what School Talk, that's actually our topic today on School Talk. That's going to do the big board. So without further ado, let's get to our guests here, and you can slide that mic around there. We'll all be good. Today here on School Talk, we would like to welcome two folks from Student Services, the Student Services Department here at Ben Davis High School, doing great things for our kids. And we have, let her adjust that mic there, Michaela. Turn off that. There you go. It should, yeah, you can just kind of get it there. Well, we have Mr. Mike Horning here with me.
Good morning.
And he is one of the guidance counselors here at Ben Davis High School. And we also have our college admissions coordinator, Anna Coyne, is with us.
Hello.
Good morning and welcome to School Talk. And, we had John today to talk about the Indy Westside College Fair, which is coming up on Wednesday here at Ben Davis High School. And it's always one of the biggest events of the year at Ben Davis, especially for college admissions. So tell us a little bit about the college fair.
We are super excited for this year's fair. We have about, I think, 20 to 30 more colleges attending than came last year. We have selective schools, we have open admission schools, we have test optional schools, we have two-year programs, four-year programs, all branches of the military. And we also will have reps here from the Indiana Latino Institute, Center for Leadership Development, and 21st Century Scholars to help kids that are struggling with getting caught up with their scholar track accounts.
And the event draws colleges from all over. I was looking. I mean, you know, it's really a good place to not only see a lot of the state colleges and a lot of the you know, for example, the Art Institute of Indianapolis will be there. So it's an opportunity to see a lot of those kind of niche universities and colleges as well. How do you coordinate all this? How do you bring them all together?
Well, it starts over the summer. I keep a database of contacts that have come to college fairs in the past, and we use Navient a lot for this too, to store all of our college contacts. And they get formal letters and phone calls and emails. And this year we actually coordinated the scheduling of the college fair to fall the same week as a national college fair that's here on Friday. So that way we were able to draw more schools from across the country.
So you knew they would be in town.
Exactly.
Anyway, so these are some of the confirmed colleges and universities, and man, there's a lot of them. So I don't think I'm going to be able to read the 21st Century Scholars. We'll have a booth. Albion College. And one of the things we like to do when we cover the college fairs, we like to go around and we like to talk to the representatives. So if any of our students are interested in being there on college fair night, it's kind of fun because we send you around and we try to, now we usually have a wireless microphone. Our wireless mic is on the fritz right now, but we usually have some sort of a, you know, we'll go around, we'll talk to the college reps and say, hey, tell us something about your college, university. Where are you located? And it's amazing, you know, because some of them are out of state. Here's, I know Bellarmine is in Indiana, Bethel College, Bowling Green State from Ohio. So there's a university. Butler is going to be there. Capital University, Cedarville University. I mean, some of these you may not recognize, some of the names.
Seton Hall's in New Jersey.
Seton Hall. Yep. We've got University of Alabama. So if you're, you know, a college football fan, you'll be there.
College of Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah.
University of Pittsburgh, Notre Dame. They're listed twice, so they're going to be there double.
We were really excited to
come out. All the state schools we talk about, IU, Purdue.
Florida Southern.
Florida. So they're coming in. They're coming all the way up from Florida to Ben Davis just to see you. And some of the technical schools too, Lincoln Tech, Lawrence Tech, some of these other schools as well. Pretty cool. Grace College and Seminary. I'm just looking through St. Mary of the Woods. School of Advertising Art. I mean, that is something that that's somebody out there wants.
I tried
that
to get in St. Mary of the Woods. They didn't accept my application many years
ago. As of 2 years ago, you can now, though.
Oh.
They are now accepting male students, yes. So we also have St. Mary's coming, the one that's across the street from Notre Dame, and they will not accept male students yet.
So when you look at all this list, and it's the three-column list, and I'm going to estimate probably, I don't know, maybe 50 or 60 in each column, you've got a lot of options to come. And Mike, talk about when people come in, what can they expect?
I look at it as kind of like a buffet that you might have an idea of where you want to go. And, you know, kind of have your top few schools you want to go. But here's an opportunity to step out of the box and get information and ask questions of schools you've heard about, may not know a lot about, but you have that opportunity to go around and ask those questions. I think I'm here with Ms. Coyne to represent the student or the kid that did nothing in high school and made a huge mistake with my college. I didn't visit my college. I didn't go to any college fair. I had options, but I went to college where my friends were going and did no exploration or preparation. I ended up messing up my freshman year at college and transferring, wishing I had advice, direction, and preparation, and I had none of that. So my message is students, this is your opportunity, and parents. I'm going to say parents, too, because I wish my parents were more involved with me in college, but this is your opportunity to come in get information, ask questions, get pamphlets, get website information, get all the stuff you need, and then you can start to sort out the next step of your life and keep all options on the table. I think that's what I would say, keep all options on the table.
Well, I know when I went off to college, I'd been accepted to Ball State and Butler and IU and Indiana State, and I was sold on Indiana State. I was 100% going to Indiana State. I was all about the Sycamores. I was going to go down there and major in radio and TV and film, and that was going to be where I went. Mm-hmm. And then I visited IU.
See, you're exactly what I didn't
do. Right.
I went with my friends, ended up changing roommates at the semester because I didn't get along with my friend, actually living with my friend, didn't like it. Switched and I became I made the right choice after experiencing a year and kind of wasting my time a little bit. So
yeah, and these are things that students don't think about a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Is actually, you know, somebody's your best friend now,
right?
But it's a whole you may go over their house, you may hang out together, you may even spend the night at their house. Mm-hmm. Those things, but it's a whole nother can of worms.
Yep.
When you're living with them.
Yep.
Dealing with their, you know, their stuff everywhere. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you're a neat freak and you're living with a slob, or if you vice versa, you're a slob and you're living with a neat freak. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, in my case, I had a pretty good relationship with my, I'm choked up. Excuse me. I had a pretty good relationship with my college roommate. But, you know, it you still have those moments where, You don't get along, you know. You want to sleep, but they're playing video games.
It's the coffee maker for me. The coffee maker would go off at 5:30 in the morning, and you'd hear bloop, 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 bloop.
It still has flashbacks.
And I do. Guess. The smell of coffee. I hate coffee. It was a bad time.
Well, and again, these are the things you don't think about when you maybe sign up to live with your best friend. Right. In college. So it helps to explore those things. I think you're exactly right. And as well as explore the school, because even when I went to IU, I thought I was going to major in something else. Mm-hmm. That I ended up going into secondary education. And that was what I had decided. I mean, I knew deep down that was where I belonged.
What did you change your major from?
It's never been a mistake. Well, I didn't have a major at first. You know, I went down kind of, was exploratory. No, I was went down there for sports broadcasting.
Okay.
They had at that time a sports broadcasting program at IU. I don't know if they still have it. They probably do, and it's probably expanded from what it was.
IU has sports teams?
Right. No, but they had a sports broadcasting, and it was through the school of Hyper. Okay. Health, physical education, and that's what it was then. I think it's changed now. I think it's they've changed the acronym, but it was the School of Health, Physical Education, and Recreation then. And it was through that school, and it was a two-year program. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, no, we're not going to do a two-year program. You know, if you're going down there, we're getting parent loans, you're getting the student loans, you're going down for the 4 years. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I don't care what you do, you can do English, whatever, you could be a sports broadcaster, but you're going 4 years. And I'm glad that I had that push, because, mm-hmm. you know, I know some students don't.
Right.
I also told my dad at one point that I wanted to take a year off. You get that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I want to take a year off and work. Why is that not a good idea sometimes? Not for every student.
For some students, it's good. So one thing we talk frequently and all the time, when we're talking about college, we're talking about fit. And fit is different for every student, and fit does not mean selectivity, right? So for me, maybe my fit is a two-year certificate track program, whereas for you or for Mike, you know, maybe Mike wants to go to IU, clearly, or, you know, maybe you want to go to Harvard, and that's your fit. So fit is where you are going to be happy. But the problem is sometimes when students get overwhelmed with all the choices and say, well, I'm just going to take off a year to work, their chances of going back to school after that year off are exceedingly low. But again, you know, in our world of multiple options now, a lot of times you'll hear the term gap year, which is slightly different than taking a year off because there are gaps.
That's something that happens in Europe a lot.
Yeah,
and now a student will take a gap year.
So there's programs, and students can find these in Navient. There's programs that will help students connect to community service or study abroad or even working abroad opportunities. And they can delay their college admission for a year after they've been admitted if they really feel like they need a year off, but they don't.
I ironically just read a study about, well, right now, like college completion is almost like, unfortunately, it's kind of compared like to the divorce rate. It's right about 50%. Yeah, somewhere in there. But the completion rate for a student, don't quote me on these numbers, but I remember it was like a student that sits out before starting college has a 40% chance of completing college versus like a 58% of someone who continues and doesn't take that break. So don't quote me on those numbers, but it was about a 20% gap. You have a 20% less rate of finishing college if you sit out a year.
And it's another world when you get to college as well. It's a different attitude from the school, a different attitude from the professors. Mm-hmm. You're there on their time as opposed to, you know, us being here for you. I think that's the way we think about our jobs. I think a lot of times in high schools is we're going to do everything we can to get you to where you want to go. In college, it's not that way. They've got 30,000 students at that school. If you're going to IU or more than that, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to Ohio State or something like that, you got 50,000 kids on that campus, of which probably most of those or a few of those are going to actually make it through at the end. Mm-hmm. So it's tough. It really is. And like you said, I'm glad you said that. It was, it's fit because we've had students go through our programs before that, you know, they don't necessarily fit at the traditional 4-year. So the Indy Westside College Fair is a way that you can explore a lot of that. So we'll take a little short break here. We'll come back and we'll continue talking to Anna Coyne and Mike Horning from Student Services. And we'll do that next on School Talk.
What if you could save a life by stopping a suicide? I'm Glenn Augustine with the Indiana Youth Institute. Young people today face an enormous amount of pressure. Sadly, they may decide to take their own life as a way to stop the pain. But alert adults can help. First, watch for warning signs such as depression, changes in friends, attitudes, or grades. Also keep an eye out for signs of hopelessness, recklessness, and a feeling of being trapped. If you notice changes, tell the person you're worried about them and be specific about what concerns you and stay in contact with a medical professional for help. Whether you're worried about someone else or yourself, you can call 1-800-273-TALK, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. That's 1-800-273-8255. This Kids Count Minute is a message from the Indiana Youth Institute. For more parent tips, go to IYI.org/kids. Kids Count on you.
Okay, now you fade it. This is Learning on the Fly. It's live radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's all the way live. First time Michaela's been back there behind the board. You did a good job. So
yep,
thank
he's
you.
Doing awesome. Very good job.
Thank you. Once again, welcome back to School Talk. My name is John Easter, in for Emerson.
Good morning.
Emerson's here. But kind of just speaking about the Indy Westside College Fair, and Emerson, if you have anything, you can chime in on because it's your show. But the Indy Westside College Fair coming up Wednesday, September 14th here at Ben Davis High School. Back when I was in the Indy Westside College Fair, it was in the cafeteria, and it was so small. Rosie Leedy, who was here for years and years, she was my counselor too. But she was the one
she was
that
mine as well.
She was awesome.
She had her hands full.
Yeah, and now she takes care of our trophies and things. But Rosie Leedy, she, you know, organized it, did it all, and then it just has grown. It went to the gym, and then now it's in the now it fills the MPA. And it's amazing, really, how much it's grown. So It's just a huge task to put on, and that's what we're talking about, the Indy Westside College Fair. But here with our new Impact period, you wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm super excited about Impact because one thing about college fairs is, especially if you have never been to one, or even if your parents have never been to, they can feel overwhelming. So it's important that you kind of have a strategy going in of who you want to see, where you want to go, where everybody will be. And that is what students will be talking about in their Impact classes next week. And they're also going to be using the Supermatch College Search in Navient, which is a database of all the 2- and 4-year colleges in the country. They can then, you know, we talk about fit, so they can search for colleges based on location, size, if they want to play a sport, what division and what sport, if they want to be in a fraternity or sorority, if they want to go to an HBC, if they're interested in a religiously affiliated college. And then they can find a list of colleges that's right for them and see if some of those schools are going to be at the Westside College. They're kind of like what, you know, Mike was saying, to give them a chance to explore new options.
So it was a I think it was good that because you know you guys give so many opportunities for students now to, I don't want to say touch and feel the colleges because mm-hmm. that sounds bad, but you know you give them an opportunity that I don't remember ever having. A lot of it was on us. You know, you had your college visits, those traditional things, but a lot of it, you had the Westside College Fair. A lot of it was on us. You know, a lot of it was, okay, you go visit Mrs. Leedy. She says, oh, okay, here's where your SAT scores will get in. Now, good luck.
Or you're not college, but yeah, I'm sure. No. Yeah, back in the olden days.
Right. And and we, you know, we had a young lady who went through our program, and she was told, I won't give away the school, but she was told by her guidance counselor that she wasn't college material. And that just deflated her.
Yeah.
But at that time, Terry Henry, who was your predecessor in your position, he kind of took her under her wing. She's gone on. She's been an actress now. She's done all these different things. And, you know, she now credits Ben Davis more for her development than her homeschool, because she was one of the transfer students. Emerson?
She also was a little person on stage, national TV, on a nice, great Miley Cyrus show.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. If you remember the controversial performance at the VMAs a couple years ago with Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke.
I'm a big Hannah Montana fan.
She was one of the one of the teddy bear, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She was in one of their costumes.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But she's gone on. She's done awesome things.
I'm not sure how to respond to that performance. I think we intended it for it to be a good thing. And then when I hear you talk about
the key there is, you're performing, you know, sometimes right. You can't pick your gig all the time. But right. one thing I do want to add, and I listened to as you drive, as I drove in, you guys were talking about the gap. I got a gap in my teeth, but that's not the same gap. But the college gap. You know, and I ran across a Ben Davis student yesterday, came by my job, and I can't think of his name, but he knew me from the hallway. He's now a father. He has a child. He went to school, but he never finished. And he already said he's going to go back. And I'm the person, I'm the greatest person in the world who can say that I always said I was going to go back. I've got only 12 college credits. I said I was going to go back. Mm-hmm. I never went back. And the thing is, when you get out of high school, mm-hmm. and majority of the time you get out, you don't have any kids, don't have any jobs, not a lot of worries, just your education. It's a great time to continue your education. I got 4 daughters. 3 of my girls got degrees. One has a master's, and two got bachelor degrees. Okay, well, they got their degrees before they had their kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they took the time to get their education. So the great time when you get out of high school, that's the great time to get your education.
Right.
It's just so, because once you get out there in the real world, you guys already know there's so much stuff and you guys are doing great.
I call it life. I tell kids life happens. Mm-hmm. Like, and what I mean by that is exactly what you're saying, Emerson, is that you go out and you get a few bucks in your pocket. Maybe you're working a little bit, you get a few bucks. And I always remind kids, maybe a hundred or two in your pocket right now is not going to be equivalent to thousands in your pocket that you could have later if you go to school and keep going to school. But they get the money in their pocket and they start to pay their cell phone bills and they start to say, hey, I'm going to buy a car. And then it's all of a sudden they got a girlfriend or a boyfriend. All of a sudden you're 19, you're feeling more mature and you want to get married and have kids and da, 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 da. And that's what life happens. Life has a way. If there's something about keeping the momentum and just not thinking about it. And then the rewards are at the end of that, I think. So. But even if you have taken a break, doesn't mean you can't go back. We do have students who do. I mean, like, it's just, I think, better off if you can just keep the momentum from high school to keep going.
Unfortunately, we only have 3 minutes left here in the program. So it's amazing how fast time flies. Well, we could have done an hour on this topic. Sure. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have you back again as the year goes on, because there's always more college activities and College Go Week and everything else. But where should students be now in the process of if you're a senior and you're doing it right, where should you be in the process?
If you're a senior and you're doing it right, you've already taken your SAT or ACT, or you're registered for the October test, or you're registered to repeat, you're looking seriously at a list of between 4 to 6 colleges to which you plan to apply. And some of, you know, maybe one of those colleges is one where their average GPA and test scores are above yours, right? A REACH school. One of those options is within your averages.
That was Butler for me.
Around 2 or 3. Yeah. And then you've also got a safety. But the thing to keep in mind with all the colleges you apply to, you would be excited to attend any of them. Because again, fit, it's about fit. It's not about selectivity. So maybe your safety is where you would be happiest at the end of the day. So that's where you are. Some seniors, you know, have really started their applications, which September is a good time to start delving into that. And believe it or not, this year the FAFSA opens October 1st. So this poor class of 2017 got all sorts of changes this year. They got a new SAT. They got an earlier FAFSA. So they're starting to think about their FAFSA as well.
And then if I'm a junior, what should I be doing right now?
Exploring, don't you think, Mr. Horney?
Yeah, I would say also thinking about your college resume. I mean, your junior year, your junior grades are the last set of grades a college is going to see. So you want to make sure you have a strong junior year. Mm-hmm. And you also want to stay involved and stay connected with things. You want to separate yourself. We have a lot of students with a 4.0 GPA. That's not an anomaly anymore. What separates you from this student that has a 4.0? What do you do? What do you do here at school? How do you contribute? And that's what's going to separate you even more.
And then that's something else that's true for the New Westside College. You don't have to be a senior to come to this. You can be an eighth grader.
I'm bringing my eighth grader.
Yeah, right. I'm glad I said eighth grader. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, we were on the same wavelength there. Anything else you guys want to add before we close it out?
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming.
Look forward to see you there.
And as always, I think I could say this. You always have freedom to bum rush a show.
Oh.
If you ever need to come in. Unless you come in, we have like President Obama or something. He's not on the guest list this year yet.
Right.
But, you know, if we have... you know, a debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and Gary Johnson and Jill Stein or something like that.
Right. I'll be here.
We'll work you guys in sometime.
Okay.
Thanks.
But just come on. Bum rush the show.
Awesome.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Mr. Easter. Thanks.
Well, you want to close out or you want me to do it?
Saturday, tomorrow. Kids.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Always. Tomorrow, Saturday, tomorrow, Ben Davis student will be broadcasting live from the White River State Park. Out of Darkness Suicide Walk. We do this every year to show our support for young people, let them know life is good. Life is good. Keep on living. And to remember the ones that have passed by the means of suicide. That's tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live on Giant 90.5 from 12:30 on to 12:35, something like that. But check us out.
Yeah. We'll be there. And I think, Kayla, I think you're going to be down there with them. And yeah, it'll be a great day. So tune in for that. All right, well, that's going to close us out. So, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors of themselves.
and their community. What you give out is what you're going to give be given back. And students, remember, your future's in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Copy my corny cop and a coin. Copy them. Yeah, don't copy me. Oh, you don't. You can copy. Man, copy me if you want. You don't want me to copy you?
Don't copy me. Copy Mr. Reed. He got a degree. Mr. Cohen, they got a degree. Teachers got a degree. Copy the teachers.
Because your future's in the hands of the ones you hang with. Don't. You be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. And young man.
Be a man.
I'd give you this, but it's my only flyer. Because usually Emerson rips up the flyer. Oh, there you go. There you go. The views expressed on School Talk are not necessarily the views of the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. Class dismissed until next week when we have the Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center on School Talk.
All right, guys.